Carmen Yulin Cruz, Fierce Advocate, by Benicio del Toro. Tom says del Toro, who was born in Puerto Rico, is an Oscar-winning actor. In September 2017, just over 100 years since every Puerto Rican became an American citizen, Hurricane Maria destroyed most of the island, killing more than 1,000 people and leaving thousands without shelter, food, water, and power. The federal help that arrived was not prepared to meet the magnitude of the emergency. The problems of the people on the island quickly became, in many cases, a matter of life and death. On an island where 3.4 million American citizens live without the right to vote for their president and without representation in the U.S. Congress, it seemed impossible to reach the ears of the decision makers in Washington, D.C. From the chaos, delays, and indecision, a shout for help was heard. The mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulin Cruz, became the voice of the disenfranchised citizens. She was passionate, courageous, and articulate. And little by little, her words got the crisis the attention it desperately needs, just as if it were happening in Florida or Texas. Cruz's legacy can be marked by her uncompromising refusal to let anyone ignore the lives of those affected by the hurricane. For this, we are forever grateful. Haider al-Abadi, Reclaiming Iraq from ISIS, article by Carl Vick. Time notes, Vick is a Time editor-at-large. He writes, ISIS announced itself as a dread military force on June 10, 2014, the day it overran Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, as thousands of Iraqi soldiers fled for their lives. 3 years later, the back of the terrorist group was broken by reconstituted Iraqi security forces that retook the city in a battle that lasted 9 brutal months. U.S. air support was essential, but the grinding house-to-house effort was carried out by Iraqi fighters who were commanded ultimately by Haider al-Abadi, the prime minister who came to power after ISIS controlled a great swath of the country. Al-Abadi selected the generals who took it back and made daily visits to the Baghdad Joint Command Post as the battle for Mosul raged. The nation over which he presides remains as fractious as the forces that were marshaled to take back Mosul. From the elite counterterrorism service, which bore the brunt of the battle, to the militias that identify by sect, Al-Abadi's challenge is to make the searing war on ISIS a crucible for a renewed sense of nationhood, and not another round of sectarian bloodletting. If he does, the victor will be Iraq.